Welcome to Life Words, Day by Day. Listen to what the Word of the Lord says in Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. There is little doubt that one of Dr. Luke's purposes in writing the book of Acts is to trace the growth of the church. He refers to the growth of the church over and over. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, he tells us that those who received the word and were baptized and added to the church were about 3,000. In verse 47, he says that the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. In Acts chapter 4, he says, many of those who believed and heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. And then in Acts chapter 5, verse 14, he writes, more than ever, believers were added to the Lord. And another one of Luke's purposes is to show Theophilus, who was the original audience, and us, to show us how God worked in the church to overcome opposition. Sometimes this opposition came from outside the church, government threats, beatings. Sometimes the opposition came from within the church, like Ananias and Sapphira. And sometimes obstacles popped up because of the growth of the church. And it's this last circumstance that causes the situation we read about in the text. You see it very plainly in the first verse. It says, now in these days when the disciples were increasing in number. What we have here is an obstacle due to growing pains, an organizational and administration breakdown because the church was growing so fast. And you say, well, this is a good problem to have. Growth problems are good problems. Well, that can be true, but if they're not handled with spiritual sensitivity and wisdom, they can turn from growth problems to paralyzing problems. Up until this point, the church has mainly grown in Jewish circles. Jewish people are coming to the Lord. And one function of this passage is to get us ready for the spread of the gospel beyond Jerusalem. And so we are introduced to a group of believers called Hellenists. These were Jewish people who didn't live in Jerusalem. They didn't speak Aramaic, which is what Jerusalem Jews spoke. And their culture and their religious traditions were just enough different from the Jews in Jerusalem to cause a little bit of tension when Hellenist Jews and Hebrew Jews got together. And sometimes older Hellenist couples at the sunset of their lives would move to the holy city so they could die there and be buried there. But in doing that, they were most likely moving away from family who could take care of them. Or, like we've previously discussed, these Hellenists traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover and Pentecost. And on the day of Pentecost, they heard Peter preach the gospel and they were saved, and they decided to stay in Jerusalem to be discipled. Now in those days, it was customary for the church to take care of those who couldn't take care of themselves. There would be weekly distributions of food that would get them through the week, and there would also be daily distributions of more immediate items that were needed. But somewhere along the way, there was an organizational or communication breakdown, an oversight, so that the Hellenistic widows were not getting daily supplies that had been promised to them from the church. And at this point, in verse 1, the unity of the church is threatened. It's about to turn into the Hellenist versus the Hebrews. Do you see how the unity is threatened? Complaints begin to surface. Accusations begin to fly. Assumptions about motives are made. And this thing could have gotten ugly very quickly. A church fight that could lead to a church split, and then you would have Harmony Baptist Church of the Hellenist on one side of the street and Unity Baptist Church of the Hebrews on the other. And the glory of Christ diminished. Disunity in a church can paralyze her movement. Before we go much further, I want to bring something to our attention. We must be able to distinguish between true problems that need to be solved and preferences that need to be sidelined. This was not a matter of one side of the church liking contemporary worship and the other liking hymns. The problem was that people were going 2 or 3 days without the food and supplies they needed to live. They weren't complaining about the fried chicken being too crispy at the church potluck. They weren't being fed at all, and that was a problem. You see, a lot of what divides churches these days are not problems, but preferences. I prefer it this way, and you prefer it that way. And when we fuss and fight about our preferences, we too stall the advancement of the kingdom. Churches reflect their passions, but too often those passions are personal preferences and not Christ. The church is not supposed to reflect your preference unless your preference is Christ and His kingdom advancing. So before you take the microphone in the next business meeting, or before you decide to voice your concern to the pastor, take a step back and ask yourself, is this a true problem that has to do with clarity of the gospel, or is this a preference, simply me not getting what I want? What is of immense help in those situations is to make sure we are walking with Jesus day by day. Now listen, if you're one of our churches in the BMA, we've got a very important event coming up this Sunday. It's known as World Missions Day. This is where we celebrate all that God is doing through His churches in the BMA all over the world. And I'm praying that you are getting ready for this special event. I pray that you're getting ready in several ways. One of them being that you're praying and asking the Lord how much He wants you to give towards this special day and the missions movement in the BMA. If you're not part of one of the BMA churches that we have, and you still want to get involved in what God is doing all throughout the globe, let me invite you to go to the website, bmamissions.org/World Missions Day, and you can get involved today. When you pray, please pray for Brad and Penny Gathright and their daughter Hannah as they serve in Honduras. And also remember the Armenia broadcast in the target area of Armenia.